another one that comes up a lot is people have questions about is the ego is a tool. In a lot of, some religious, some self-help, some other things, it's kind of the ego is the enemy, the ego needs to be killed, the ego, we need to crush the ego, and all of this. But the truth of the matter is, we can't function on this planet without the ego. The ego is something we need to be here. It's what the part of us that believes that we're separate, that we're not all one, and it's the way we function here. And so we need the ego. But what happens with most people is that, or not most people, many people, is that the ego runs the show. The ego's in charge. And I always like to think of it kind of as a taxi cab. You get in the taxi cab, and the taxi cab driver is going to drive. But hopefully you're going to tell the driver where to go. Many times what happens to us with our ego is that we forgot to tell it where to go. And so it kind of runs the show. When the ego runs the show, we're very worried about what people think, if we're doing it right, how we look, a lot about appearances, a lot about being validated. Anytime you need to be validated, it's about ego. Our spirit doesn't need to be validated. Our spirit is. It's part inside of us that knows, that is. But when we need the validation, that's the ego. You know, when you need to be doing what everybody else is doing, that's ego. And what happens is the ego runs based on our pattern. You know, did people think this was a good thing when I did it before? Okay, therefore, I will do it again. You know, did I get praise for this? Then I'll do it again. The ego runs on patterns, so we never really can create from that place because it's always, again, based on the past. And what we really want to do is be run by our consciousness, by being conscious in the moment of what works and what doesn't work. And if we're run by the ego, it interferes with that. So at some point, it's important to begin to recognize that we need the ego. The ego is a partner, but it's a tool. And that we run the show. And if you run the show from your consciousness, you don't need recognition. You don't need acknowledgement. You don't need any of those other things because you have inside of you what you know is right for you. And this is a really tough one for a lot of people because a lot of their beliefs are caught up in this about how things should be. You know, as children, we need a certain degree of acceptance, you know, just to get fed and make it round in our world. And some of us get caught in various places where, you know, maybe we didn't get the acceptance that we needed, so we worked extra hard to be accepted because we panicked that things weren't going to work or we weren't going to get what we needed. So that recognition that ego is a tool, some of the ways to know that your ego is running things is if you're watching what everybody else is doing, if you're waiting for a reaction or approval, if you have to prove something, if you have to save someone, if you need to be acknowledged, all that's ego, because when you are in full consciousness, you're in truth, and truth doesn't have anything to prove. So when you have to prove yourself, well, who are we proving ourselves to? If you've already proved yourself to you, exactly who else is there that you need to really prove yourself to? And I'm not saying you don't have to get along, but when you know you're doing something right for you, you're coming from your consciousness. And most of us do that very rarely. But it's something to begin to aspire to because it could change your entire life. The concept, there are no leaders, there are no followers, be your own leader. Well, we can't be our own leader if the ego is running the show because it's running it from the patterns that says, I got to be like everybody else to be accepted. So we really can't create from that place of the ego running the show or from that place of being the follower. You know, how can a follower create? The follower's got to be do what the leader does. So there's no real originality there. There's a lot of making sure I'm doing it right instead of doing what is right. It's more, it becomes more about doing it the right way instead of the right thing. Anybody else? Questions, comments, ideas?
This is Beth. So as I'm understanding it, as we grow in consciousness, then we, because the ego is a necessary navigational tool, we are reprogramming our ego to act differently?
We can to a certain degree, but it's even more that we're now giving direction. You know, I don't really want to be a taxi driver. I want to tell the taxi driver where to go.
Okay, so the consciousness is what is directing us. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, the consciousness then directs, and but it doesn't make the ego, let's say, a nothing or something to be crushed. You know, I kind of laugh sometimes because people say, we want peace in the world. We must crush our ego. Well, that doesn't sound real peaceful to me. You know, if we're going to have peace, we need to have peace with not only the outside, but all parts of ourselves as well. And so at some point, we need to look at the ego as a piece of ourselves that we come to peace with, that we come to terms with, that we work with, and not see it as something that's evil and we've got to make it work for us, not us for working for it or whatever that is. And it's like, no, it's just, you know, you're not going to beat up the taxi driver because he's been taking you wherever he wants to go. You're going to tap him on the shoulder and say, no, this is where I want to go. It's a whole different thing. So
right.
We have to be careful that we don't want to, you know, that we're not going to try and beat it into submission. That's not the idea. But we're driving now. So I kind of look at it personally, and this is just my personal way of doing it, but it's kind of a part of me that God developed to protect me as a child, and it did a really good job, and I really appreciate it, but I'm 50-some years old now, and I don't really need that protection, so thank you, but it's time for me to stand on my own 2 feet and take it over. But I don't discount what it's done for me, because some of the fears that I had were legitimate fears to keep me safe when I was a little kid. They just don't work anymore. So I need to clear those. But I don't not appreciate what that part of me has done.